No witch, no devil, no Satan can chasten your dream. If it happens, you are the one chasing yourself. Your ignorance was chasing you. So they're always pursuing me in my dream. It's your conscience that's pursuing you. You've cheated everybody in town. Yeah, I'm serious. You're a businessman, as a Christian. You've been cheating people. And your conscience won't let you sleep. At night, the Holy Spirit is beating you. Confess, confess, repent. Then your mind rearranges it and tells you that they are chasing you in your dream. There is no day that can chase you in your dream. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? You know the simple reason? Because in Christ Jesus, we are seated in heavenly places. The Bible says, far above principalities and powers. Do you get what I'm saying? That's the reason why I'm talking like this. It's not because I'm saying there are no devils. No, please get me right. I'm simply saying to you that this is what it means. That name Christ. You know, we did a series there talking about what Christ. Get one of our CDs. Only in Christ. Yes. There are 3 or 4 messages in there with 1 or 2 prayer sessions. Please get it. Listen to every single one of you. Pray along with the prayers. That's what we're talking about. Listen, Africa was in darkness. Men were in darkness. All right? I'm just in Africa because of recent history. So people are still thinking that that's what we are living in. We have moved out of darkness and we have moved into the light that is in Christ Jesus. And in Christ Jesus, witches don't chase us around. The devil doesn't chase us around. We are the one that chases the devil around. We are the one that chases the devil around. I hope you get what I'm saying. We are the troublemakers. The devil should be dreaming bad dreams. That Steve has come. Did you hear? Steve went to Enugu since. We thought we were at peace. He has now come back to Uli. So the devils will start having nightmares. They should be seeing you in the dream. It's in the scriptures. What happened to Gideon? Let's read it. Oh, you think I'm joking? It's in the Bible. Judges chapter 7. Let's read verse 9. So now the same night it came about, Judges chapter 7, starting from verse 9. You see what I'm saying? Now the same night it came about that the Lord said to him, arise and go down against the camp, for I have given it into your hands. In 10 he says, but if you are afraid to go down, go with Pura, your servant, down to the camp, and you will hear what they say, and afterwards your hands will be strengthened, that you may go down against the camp. So he went, that is a snake now, with Pura, his servant, down to the outpost of the army that was in the camp. Now, please notice from verse 12. Now the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the sons of the east were lying in the valley as numerous as locusts, a great army. You understand that? And their camels were without number, as numerous as the sand of the seashore. On the seashore. When Gideon came, behold, that is as plenty as the people were there. All right? He stumbled upon a particular place. Behold, a man was relating a dream to his friend. And he said, behold, I had a dream. A loaf of barley bread was tumbling into the camp of Midian, and it came to the tent and struck it so that it fell and turned it upside down so that the tent lay flat. And that man said to his friend, verse 14, and his friend answered and said, this is nothing less than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has given Midian and all the camp into his hands. Who is dreaming of who? Are you seeing what I'm saying? Who is dreaming of who? The enemy should be dreaming of you. Not you dreaming of the enemy. There are people that can't sleep properly. You are the problem. Your righteousness is the problem. You know, Gideon, Daniel was in Babylon, and he was not dreaming of anybody. He wasn't dreaming of anybody. He was sleeping well. They were the ones dreaming about him. Nah, that guy, he don't stop all this first subsidy money with the chop. What shall we do? Let's plot against him. They were the ones dreaming about him. At night, he'll be sleeping. They'll be at home plotting by night against him. You are, from today, you must never dream of any devil. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you dream of them, you dream of overcoming. Let's, on this earth, you know the way God structured it, we are the troublemakers. Who's the troublemaker? The church is the troublemaker. Jesus said, I came to bring a sword. I came to scatter everything. Let me prove it to you. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not what? Shall not what? Against it. What does a gate do? It stops the advancement of the enemy. We are the enemy. I don't know whether I get my point. We are the troublemakers. When they say, you know, we look at it as if the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gate is attacking. Oh, no. The church is attacking the gates, and it will not be able to withstand the onslaught of the church. That's what the Bible says. You shouldn't dream of any spirit that's chasing you. You should dream that you were chasing spirits. Are you getting my point? Your dream should be that you just wake up one day, you walk out for road, and you just saw all the cats and the owls and the bats, they were disappearing at your coming. That's a Christian dream. But the one that you dreamt, you were lying on the floor, and all the bats were pressing you, they were pressing you. You just thank God you woke up. We thank God all the time, but not for that kind of thing. That is, we thank God we woke up, but Lord, give us their power to go back to sleep. So that we might chase the bats and the owls and the black cats and the yellow cats and the pink cats and any kind of cats that's attacking us in the dream. Christians don't dream of being attacked. They dream of attacking people. The enemies dream of you attacking him. Are you getting what I'm saying? Even lie down at home, that means you've been dreaming bad dreams. No, it's forbidden. The only reason why you dream bad dreams is that you have not been sleeping well. You're worried. You are disturbed. So cast your burdens upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Are you getting what I'm saying? All these bad dreams is because your mind is not at peace. Your mind is not at rest. You're worried. You are worried. You haven't paid rent, so you are worried. It's time to pay fees. You're worried. You are owing somebody money. You're worried. It's your worry that's crystallizing into shapes. Yes. It's your worry. It's your worry. It's not the devil. Oh my God, I pray you get my point. It's not the devil. It's your worries. They crystallize into shape. They suddenly take shape in your dreams. You now dream that, you found yourself on the road and there was no end in sight. Great expanse. You are afraid they might eject you from the house you are staying. It's fear that has now crystallized into aimless wandering. As your spirit is wandering around, you're not stable in God. Are you getting my point? You're not planted by faith in God. So your spirit is wandering to and fro, and in the dream you see it. Now says the devil. Listen to me, it's not the devil. It's not the devil. I dreamt of a casket. Yes, now. Why won't you dream of casket? Last week, you heard somebody died in an accident. The other day, you heard somebody was shot. The other day, you heard somebody was sick. By the time you hear of five people, two of them, your good friends, dying. Satan don't want to scare you. You too, you shall surely die. You too, you're likely to die. How old are you now? You tell him. That your friend, how old is he? Quickly, you see, three of your cousins are dead. About the same age, that age, they all die, you are approaching that age in 6 months' time. You start dreaming of casket. Say, Pastor, pray for me. What happened? I dreamt of casket. I will ask you, what did you do with the casket? You were making it, you were selling it, or you were burying somebody in it. What? I dreamt of casket. You haven't told me anything. I've seen so many corpses in my life. If I dream of 1,000, I won't even tell you in the day. Yes? If I go to the office, sometimes I walk into some rooms, corpses everywhere. I walk in one bad side of the hospital where patients come to look, where doctors come to look for patients that are lost. And they are lost, my patient. We know where they are. They are in the morgue. So if I dream of corpses, it means nothing. That's what I'm trying to explain. You are dreaming of casket, you know what it means? You are afraid. It doesn't mean you're about to die. Did you hear what I said? It doesn't mean you're about to die. It just means you're afraid.
And listen, that's what the devil uses. That's what he wants. In fact, I don't know. I've been talking here and there since. I said you should open somewhere at the beginning. 1 Peter chapter 5. I didn't say where. Okay, I didn't say anything. Okay, I think it's 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, this is actually where I wanted to start from today, but we've just been speaking since, from verse 1. It said, therefore, I exhort, I'll read this later. Let me just get somewhere, okay? I don't want to read everything. I wanted to read before from verse 1. Let's just jump down to verse 6. We'll read it again next time because our time has really gone now. It said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, verse 9, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. Now let me just stop here. What I want to bring out that verse 8, where he says that he's prowling, all right, he's going around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. What is he doing? When you talk about roaring now, he's trying to scare people. Are you getting my point? In fact, it's been said, I've heard it here and then I believe it, talking to those who understand animal behavior. They said, if you see a lion, like you're in the bush, and you see a lion, all right, you stand a better chance as survivor to charge at the lion, all right, than to run away from it. Now, physically speaking, a lion is very big, all right? A lion is quite huge. It weighs more than twice the size of an average person, all right? It can be quite big, all right? And fighting it is not humanly possible, naturally possible. But if you were to encounter a lion alone in the bush, if you want to survive, so one thing you must never do is what? Run. That you are not, that is, once you run, number one, you can't outrun it. That cat is incredibly fast. Strength, it's huge. Are you getting my point? Uh-huh. But the only way you can overcome the lion, if you have to, naturally speaking, is turn around and charge at the lion. The chances are that the lion will look at you, decide that you are risky, you are dangerous, turn around and disappear. Did you ever see this film? Those days, it's very old, it's not recent. The gods must be crazy. There was a particular episode like that, a particular scene like that, where the bushman, you know, that guy, the bushman, all right? When the lion was about to eat up the white guys, he came out of his own hiding place and charged at the lion. And the lion looked at the guy, took a few steps backward, decided that this is dangerous, and he ran away. Now, you know what I'm trying to explain here? The Bible tells us something here. What the lion does is that it roars, trying to scare people. Are you getting my point? You buy a newspaper, Boko Haram bomb, boom, 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 boom. It's the roaring of a lion. It's trying to scare you. Are you getting my point? Fuel price. It's the roaring of a lion, trying to scare you. Dollar is increasing in naira value. It's the roaring of a lion, trying to scare you. No jobs. It's the roaring of a lion, trying to scare you. House rent is expensive. It is the roaring of a lion, trying to scare you. Now, this is what he's trying to do. Once you are afraid, you make yourself its prey. So Peter said, what do? You resist him. Now, this is the next point. Not by shouting, hey, devil, I will resist you. Resist, resist. If you begin to resist, we resist. That has no meaning. He said, whom resist? Firm in what? Faith. Are you getting my point? So when it says fuel price has gone up, you don't have money, jobs are hard to find, this is how you resist. Not devil, I resist. No. In fact, a lot of times, let me just tell you, most of the times the devil is operating, you don't know he's the one. My experience in modern day is that most of the problems ascribed to the devil are not devil problems. You've heard the story of a man who saw the devil outside the church crying. It's a joke. The devil was crying. So the man said, Mr. Devil, why are you crying now? He said, the lie is too much.
Say, what kind of lie? These people, part of the church. Anything that goes wrong in their life, they say it's me. Even when I don't know about it. Their car doesn't start in the morning. It's the devil. A child is running, falls down, and injures the skin. It's the devil. The man buys stuff worth 5 times what he's earning. Now it's time to pay. He doesn't have money to pay. What? Whose fault is it? It's the devil. A woman and a husband, they are quarreling. Whose fault is it? It's the devil. The devil says, I'm tired of this lie. Please tell them. It's not me. They are lying against me. What am I saying? Most of the problems in the lives of people that they call, they ascribe to the activities of the devil that my experience these days is a fat lie. I told you the other day, I was in my office. The generator was by. I was trying to start the generator. It wasn't working. So I just made the joke that generator has a disease. So they say, no, back to sender. Yes, back to sender. Who's the sender? You. You've been using this generator for the last 6 months, no service. I'm not telling the generator is sick. You are rebuking me. Are you getting what I'm saying? A man is on the road. You know, when you get a car, the white man, the Japanese, the Chinese, whoever it is that made the car, told you at 5,000 miles, do this. At 10,000 miles, do this. At 15,000 miles, do this. And it tells you what to do each time. I was looking at the man of one of my cars the other day, and they even say when to retighten the bolts. They tell you the bolts to go and retighten at a particular point in time. Now, they assume you are using it in America. Now, this is Nigeria. If they say tighten it 50,000 miles, oh boy, at 15,000, go and tighten it. This is what I'm going to. We don't do any of the above. Wake up in the morning. As you are going, the car goes, bam, the leg break. You know, you've seen like that. The leg just go one side. That one, the other direction. They come out. Who is doing this to me? Every time I have small money, problems will always start. Who is doing this to me? Nobody is doing it. The man that sold you the car said, oh boy, oh girl, when this car does 7,000 miles, go and remove this thing and put another one. Have you tried to do it? No. Who is it? It's the devil. You know why I'm saying this? Most of the times that the devil is operating, you are not aware. You are not even conscious so as to rebuke him. Are you getting my point? You're not even aware. And that's why the Bible is saying, resist him firm in what? Your faith. In faith. Hold on to faith all the time, and the devil is permanently and persistently resisted. For example, when they come and tell you all the things I was saying before, fuel price has gone up, dollar price has gone up, jobs are scarce, house is expensive. What are they doing? They're scaring you. Oh boy, this work you say you wanted to do, this ministry, this business, this thing you wanted to start, you don't say no go work. Have you noticed it hasn't crossed your mind that it's the devil? You only think it's the devil when your car enters the bush. Are you seeing what I'm saying? But the Bible tells us clearly, he's going around roaring. Those are the roarings of the devil. Go and read that book, By Faith Acquire Life. I call them the echoes of accusation. It's in heavens explaining that, no, you can't do well. No, this man can't succeed. No, this girl can't do well. No! And you are hanging on the earth like that. You are not even aware it is the devil. You are not conscious of the fact that this is Satan operating. So you can't even apply the blood. People apply the blood when they want to travel on the road. The time they need it, they don't even know they need it. What am I saying? But anytime life speaks to you like that, you answer it back. You know my favorite scripture? Those who seek the Lord will never lack anything good. Are you getting my point? Those who seek the Lord will never lack anything good. That's, as life is talking to you, you are repeating that, the devil is resisted. Do you get my point? That is resistance to the devil. It's not devil, listen to me. I hereby resist you. Most of the times that he's pushing, you don't know he's pushing. But this is the activity of the devil all the time. Once he's speaking against that which God said, what do I mean that God said? Things you heard preached. Things that I quoted for you from the word of God. Once life starts speaking, you know, so that devil tries to do what? Steal the word. Once he starts speaking so as to steal that word, that's his operation. And you cannot shout him out by force. Satan, get out of me. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. He won't go anywhere. He said, you know what he'll tell you under some circumstances? He said, why are they shouting? I just did gist with you. He's not going to run. He said, I'm warning for the last time. Not talk for hell. He said, why not? It's a free country. Freedom of speech. Freedom of expression. I can express myself. It's you that's listening. But quote it once, it is written. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The guy will go away. You don't have to shout. You don't even have to be aware that you are tackling him directly. That's what I'm saying. You are steadfast in faith. You know, I say all the time that life is a battle of what?
Words.
It's a battle of what?
Words.
It's a battle of what?
Words.
Words. How are you going to respond in the midst of the things happening? That's what life is about. So the devil goes around roaring. You know, I was saying earlier that when people dream, many of those dreams is what? Is what? Their minds. Their fears. That's what I'm trying to remember. Is their fears that's crystallizing. What the devil is doing that is scaring them. The fellow is afraid. He's afraid and his fear is crystallizing. And when things go wrong, he now says, yes, I dreamt of it. Listen, the dream itself was not the issue. It is what led to him dreaming that dream. Why was she dreaming that dream? You hear a woman tell you, I usually dream. By the time I'm in my third month of pregnancy, I will dream, then I will miscarry. Someone now says she needs deliverance. She's not a believer, maybe she needs deliverance. If she's a believer, take this to anybody who tells you that. Say, Pastor Banky said, it is your fears. And that once you have given in to the fears, you start dreaming of it. And once you have dreamt of it, it's a sign to you that you are fully given into it. And that's when the devil that has been scaring you all the while attacks. You see that? Listen to me. Go and check it. You cannot hear what I'm saying. You cannot, if a woman tells you that, you cannot lay hands and stop that thing. Directly, you can't. Unless a situation in which your laying on of hands boosts her faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? That she suddenly has a confidence that yes, we have prayed about this matter, so it's not going to happen again. Don't think the devil he has a road into your dream anytime he likes. Just say, what happened? He's sleeping. Yeah, guys, go and dream for him. The devil will say, yeah, I dream for you inside the dream. No. It's those things you're worried about. Are you getting my point? And listen, that's why you must be careful. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart with all diligence. You've been watching movies every day. They have been showing you. When you marry, and the day you enter the house for the first time, if your mother, prospective mother-in-law, is sitting on a stool. It's your destiny. That stool is your destiny. She's sitting on it. And unfortunately, the day you entered Bobo's house, they had visitors. And the mother had given all the seats to their visitors. She now took one small stool and pressed in the corner. They were waiting for you. And as soon as you entered, you saw it. Listen to me. Listen to this carefully. You're not going to start praying. Do you know that prayer never works? It can never work. It can never work because Paul said you are punching the air. You are aiming at nothing. So God said, what am I going to do for this guy? What am I going to do for this girl? Hey, God, that day she was sitting on a stool. It will not work in the name of Jesus. It will not work in the name of Jesus. It will not work. And God said, what is not working? The woman was tired. She should stand because of you. But why is it on a stool? That was the only available space. In the name of Jesus. Then you are pregnant. all your fears. Stool. She sat on a stool. Holy Ghost fire! Anytime the woman calls, you don't answer the phone again. Because you watched a film in which, hello, the man died. You've heard it. There's a time in Lagos, Jesus was around Lagos. People stop saying hello when they pick calls. They wait for you to talk first. Especially when they don't know the number. Hey, Jesus Christ. When you see ignoramuses jamming, deceiving themselves everywhere. So you pick a call, somebody will be waiting for you to say hello. One day a friend of mine called him. Hello, hello, he said twice, he just called the phone and hung up. I called him, I said, what's wrong with you? He said, don't be angry. That the thing is annoying now in Lagos, you understand? When you call somebody, they are waiting for you to talk first. So he thought it was one of those kind of, you know, deceived people that was calling him. It became an issue. There was a time it was an issue about 2 years ago in Lagos. You call a person, you must talk first. Because there are people that have said, hello. As I was saying hello. They just collapsed and they died. You have seen that in movies. You have seen, and it's in your mind. Now, they tell you that your mother-in-law can wishcraft you over the phone. They can jazz you over the phone. You don't pick her calls anymore. This is what I'm going to. And you are praying. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. And you keep praying. And the prayer does not work. You will still miscarry. Not because her jazz is powerful. Because the woman ain't doing no jazz. She's not. In fact, if you go and check, the only thing she's doing is praying for you. Wishing you well. But Satan that wants to spoil the relationship is deceiving you because you have watched too many films. You have heard too many crap. Are you getting my point? All kinds of nonsense in your ears. Not tell you that your husband wants to kill you. Your mother-in-law wants to kill you. Ask yourself, what is she going to gain killing you? Listen, should I tell you what wants to kill you? Your ignorance. Your fears. Guard your heart with all diligence. Stop watching such nonsense. You know, you see males that go around. You've seen a number of those males. This is a Tantra totem all the way from Tibet. Forward this to 25 people. You get $25 million. There was one man, he did not forward it. He died in 1 week. There was one girl, she did not forward it. Her head disappeared. There was one company, they did not forward it. They went bankrupt. God in heaven is my witness. I have never forwarded any. And if you sent it to me, I will reply. If I know you, I will send you an email. Say, if you don't want me to forward problems to you, stop forwarding these kind of things to me. That is, for me, it's an irritation. It has never bothered me. God is my witness. It has never given me a prayer point. I have never resisted, say, God, this dead, say I'm going to die. I will not die it. I will not die it to show to them that you are my God. I'm not going to die it so that they will know that indeed you are my side. Lord, even if I die, you are still on my side, amen? Forget, don't even prove it to anybody. It's not worth that prayer. There are prayers you pray, and they are only a sign of the fact that you are afraid. The young woman in question, she's been praying and praying, the hypothetical young woman, she will still miscarry. And night from now till tomorrow, she will miscarry. Do you know why? She is praying on emptiness. Her fear is real. Her therapy does not work because she's directing it at the wrong thing. The problem is not the woman on the stool. Are you getting my point? The problem is not anybody. The problem is that she's afraid. What is the only thing that would liberate her, Pastor Banky, you're asking me? It is simple. Give her a Bible. Let her read. A simple scripture that tells her that he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Just a simple knowledge of that scripture. That he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That is, God prepares it. Without one iota of prayer after, her fear is cured and her problems vanish. She's not hooked on deliverance. I remember when my wife found out she was pregnant with Akinlu Ogbenga, one of them now. She danced. Some women, when they find out, hey, battle. Battle has started. In the name of Jesus, they won't get this one. The fact is that nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. Listen, notice what I'm saying all the while. I'm so, anyway, I believe I shared what the Spirit wanted me to share today. The one I wanted to preach, it was with the condition of last week. We'll continue that one next week. Is that okay? All right? We're talking about the sources of the problems, all right, in the life of a Christian. We said there are three of them. I said number one, there's what? Lack of knowledge. That's the number one problem. And there are different types of lack of knowledge. There's a lack of knowledge of God's promises. There's a lack of knowledge of God's precepts. There's a lack of knowledge of His commandments. And there's a lack of knowledge of His testimonies. And we said those last two, when people know and they deliberately break them, they go to the second class of problems that Christians have, which is called the just recompense of reward of disobedience. So the third one, which I didn't get into today because of the way things went, is the one which is called the trial of your faith. Are you getting my point? As I wanted us to read this and then get into that, but then there's no point now. Our time is really gone. All right? Now, so we'll continue that one next time. But this point I was making, all right? All the witches on earth, all the demons on earth put together, they cannot move your finger if you don't wish to move it. Did you hear what I said? They can't. I'm talking about the life of Christians. Most of our dreams are dreams of fear. They are the things, they are the ignorance we are walking by crystallizing, and the devil is taking advantage of those things. Do you get my point? In Christ Jesus, you have passed out of darkness into light. You have passed out of death into what? Life. You are seated with Christ on the right hand of God in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. And every name that is named, and every witch in the country, are you getting my point? Every occultic power, they are inferior to you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. That young woman, hypothetical young woman I was talking about, if she learns this, suddenly fear. You see, you must understand, faith is not just, I make up my mind. No, I don't go doubt. Are you getting my point? That's not what faith is. Faith no be say no be ogboju. I no go doubt, you know. And Luther. We no go agree. That's not what faith is. Faith is knowledge. It's persuasion. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a conviction. It's something you know. In the same manner, when you are not going to be afraid, it's the same principle. It's not just like, I will resist it this time. No. It's unconscious. It's just inside you. They tell you that, they are coming. Say, who is they? The witches. You know, you just hiss and you continue moving. It's not an issue, not something to break your head over. I said to you that a lot of prayers that Christians pray is a reflection of their fear. And they are not even praying so as to overcome the fear. They are using the prayer to convince themselves that they have fought against an imaginary enemy. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? Please, I hope you've gotten my point today. I have a feeling I've said what I'm supposed to say today. Next time, we'll go back and continue our teaching. I really didn't teach much today. That's what the Bible calls exhortation. Are you getting my point? Next time, we'll continue where we stopped last time. All right? What are the causes of the problems in the lives of the Christian? It's not the devil, it's himself. The devil only takes advantage of us. Are you getting my point? So it's when we have created for him the advantage that he's going around looking for people that have created in their lives that advantage. They are walking in unforgiveness. They are walking in pride. I wanted to show us that one from 1 Peter chapter 5 and James chapter, James chapter 4. We didn't get there. We'll see that next time. You see, they are walking in pride. They are walking in things that open the door to the devil. You see, the devil needs a door into people's lives. He does. Can Christians cast out demons out of their own lives? Yes. When they have, listen to this, so when they have opened a door for him and he has entered and God has given them understanding and revelation of the fact that he has entered, they need to pray and push him out. But listen to this. Listen to this. If the door is not closed, don't bother about the prayer. Because as he's going out, he sucks himself back inside. Why? That door has not closed. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? So that's why we are not emphasizing on, should you cast out demons out of your life? Listen. The door that let him in the first place, until it is closed, casting him out has no effect. Because the moment you cast that evil spirit out, the fact that that door is open, he'll come back in immediately. So that you look at it, effectively, he never left. In the name of Jesus, get out of here! He will go. Then after he has gone, he say, hey, they will not get me. Thank God this evil spirit has gone. See, that fear is still there. Next time he's coming, he brings more wicked spirits. Say before, now only miscarry the woman, they miscarry. Wait now. Next time, it's miscarried with headache. Before, I just used to miscarry. Now, when I miscarry, my head will be going boom, 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 boom. Before, I thought they only wanted to kill my baby. Now, they want to kill me. See what I'm saying? Are you seeing what I'm saying? So, that's why all this one of, hey, in the name of Jesus, get out. Listen, it's inferior. It's secondary to blocking those doors. I identified quite a few now. I said unforgiveness. Malice. You talk about the works of the flesh. They are all the doors of the enemy. You see, James and Peter said it clearly here. Two of them. That is James and Peter. They said pride. You see, humble yourselves. They will talk about it. He said because the adversary is going around looking for whom he may devour. That is, pride is a way by which he devours people. Very good at devouring ministries through that. Pride, anger, unforgiveness. Are you seeing what I'm saying? It is not the devil that's a believer's problem. It is a way by which we leave the doors open for him. Next time, I'll emphasize that again. I'll complete that issue of the source of believer's problem and explain how the devil gets in. Are you getting me? Then again, I need to emphasize the issue of how he steals the word again. Plenty talk. And then he distracts you from listening to the talk with which you can answer his talk. Did you hear what I said? The devil steals the word with plenty talk, number one. Has God really said? Then he distracts you from paying attention to the talk with which you'll have answered his own talk. What am I saying? You must have knowledge and information to be able to answer the devil. So now gives the ministry of matter running to and fro. Luke chapter 10. Distracted by all the servants. Go to church, but you can't hear anything. They give you a title. One man said once, proudly, said, they don't give me title now. I don't have to sit down in church again. I'm now the head usher. So, throughout the service, he's up and about, whatever they are saying, not hearing it. The devil is happy. So, when the devil does his own talk to him, he cannot answer because he didn't hear the talk of God.